Ever feel like you're spinning plates, trying to keep everything balanced, work, friends, family, that side hustle you're trying to get off the ground?
Yeah, it's like you're in a constant state of juggling, right?
Exactly. But what if I told you there's this cool tool that can help you feel less like a plate spinner and more like, well, I don't know, a Zen master or something?
Sign me up.
Right. Today's deep dive is all about the wheel of life. And let me tell you, it's not just some cheesy self-help buzzword.
No, it's actually a really practical way to take stock of all the different areas of your life and see where things are maybe a little out of whack.
And the best part is, it's not just about work-life balance. It's about understanding what truly matters to you and creating a life that feels aligned with your values, which, knowing you, is something you're all about.
Absolutely. And especially with the new year just around the corner, what better time to hit the reset button and figure out what we really want to cultivate in our lives?
So, no actual wheels involved here. Think of it more like a pie chart, but instead of tracking expenses or something, it's tracking your well-being.
Yeah, it's a visual representation of how satisfied you are in different areas of your life.
Right. And the source material actually lists out some common categories like, the usual suspects: career, health, relationships. Oh, but this one I love: fun and recreation. They even have a whole section dedicated to it.
It's not all about being serious and productive all the time, right? We need to make space for joy and play too.
Exactly. So you divide the wheel into these different areas, and then you rate your satisfaction in each one, like on a scale of, let's say, 1 to 10.
And the key here is to be really honest with yourself. It's not about judging yourself or comparing yourself to other people. This is just for you to get a clear picture of where you're at right now.
Yeah, like a 7 in finances might feel like a major win compared to your 3 in personal growth
Yeah.
if you've been putting off that passion project for, like, ever.
Exactly. So you end up with this visual snapshot of your life. You can instantly see where your strengths are, but also where you might be neglecting certain areas. And that's where the real magic happens.
Right. Like, I'm a very visual person. So just seeing it laid out like that, I feel like it would be so much easier to identify those areas where you might be feeling a little stuck.
Absolutely. And it takes all the guesswork out of it. Instead of feeling vaguely dissatisfied with life in general, you can pinpoint exactly which areas need some attention.
Okay, but now for the million-dollar question. How does this actually translate into making positive changes? Because we don't just want to stare at this wheel and be like, well, that's depressing.
I hear you. This is where the rubber meets the road. Once you've identified your areas of focus, you need to create an action plan.
Like a to-do list for your life, basically.
Kind of, but more intentional than that. The source material emphasizes setting small, achievable goals that will move you closer to your desired level of satisfaction in each area.
So, for example, instead of just saying, I want to be healthier, you might set a goal to go for a 30-minute walk 3 times a week, or to try out that new yoga studio you've been eyeing.
Exactly. And even those small steps can make a huge difference over time. It's about creating positive momentum in your life.
And the best part is, as you start to see progress in one area, it often spills over into other areas as well.
Absolutely. That's the power of synergy. When one area of your life is thriving, it creates a ripple effect that positively impacts everything else.
Totally. One of the things that really struck me when I was reading the source material was how this tool can actually help you achieve your goals more effectively.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, they cited several studies showing that people who use the wheel of life are more likely to actually follow through on their goals. And not just little ones, but big life-changing goals.
Interesting. Well, I think it makes sense when you think about it. When you're feeling more balanced and fulfilled in all areas of your life, you have more energy and motivation to go after what you really want.
Right. And I feel like it takes the pressure off of any one area of your life.
Yeah.
Like, if you're putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak, and that one area isn't going well, it can feel really overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely. It's like having a diversified portfolio, but for your well-being.
Exactly.
And I love that the source material emphasizes the importance of revisiting your wheel of life regularly because life is constantly changing, and what might have been important to you a year ago might not be the same today.
That's so true. I feel like I'm constantly evolving as a person, and my priorities are constantly shifting, so it makes sense that my wheel of life would need to adapt along with me.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be a big, complicated process. Just taking a few minutes each month or even each week to reflect on your different life areas and make adjustments as needed can make a world of difference.
Totally. There was this one example in the source material that really stuck with me. It was about this guy who felt totally stuck in his career. Like, he was going through the motions, but he wasn't really passionate about his work anymore.
Yeah, I've been there.
Right. So he decided to create a wheel of life to see if he could get some clarity on what was going on. And when he mapped everything out, he realized he had been pouring all of his time and energy into his work and neglecting his relationships, his hobbies, even his health.
It's easy to fall into that trap, especially when you're feeling ambitious or driven. You think you have to sacrifice everything else to achieve your goals.
Yeah, and it's almost like he didn't even realize he was doing it until he saw it visually represented on the wheel. Like, it was a real wake-up call for him.
Wow, that's powerful. So what did he do?
Well, he decided to make some changes. He started setting boundaries at work, he made more time for his loved ones, and he started carving out time each week to pursue some of his old hobbies that he had let fall by the wayside.
That's awesome. I bet that wasn't easy, though. I mean, changing ingrained habits can be tough.
It wasn't, but he said it was so worth it. Not only did he feel happier and more fulfilled in his personal life, but he said it actually made him better at his job. He was less stressed, more creative, and more engaged in his work because he wasn't putting so much pressure on himself to find all his fulfillment from just one area of his life.
That's so inspiring. It's a good reminder that we're not robots. We can't just compartmentalize our lives and expect to thrive. We need to nurture all aspects of ourselves.
Exactly. So as you go about your week, I want to encourage you to think about your own wheel of life.
Yeah, what would it look like if you divided your life into those key areas we've been talking about?
Where are you feeling really satisfied? And where might you need to make some adjustments?
It doesn't have to be anything drastic. Just pick one area where you'd like to see some improvement and brainstorm a few small, actionable steps you can take this week to move in the right direction.
And remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about being intentional. Small changes consistently applied over time can create a ripple effect that transforms your entire life.
And that's what this deep dive is all about, isn't it? Empowering you to create a life that feels aligned, authentic, and fulfilling.
Absolutely. So on that note, I'm curious, what's one area you're feeling particularly inspired to focus on right now? Something tells me this is just the beginning of an amazing journey for all of us.
Cheers to that. To a new year and a more balanced, fulfilling life.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time.
See you then.